Identifying individuals in a mass grave isn't only a scientific matter. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Adam Rosenblatt, visiting professor of peace, justice, and human rights at Haverford College, discusses how politics can help or harm the search for truth.
Roni Brauman, former president of the organization Doctors Without Borders, once said, "I have trouble imagining what a humanitarian success would be in situations where violence is itself the sign of failure. As humanitarians, we inscribe ourselves in failure." The ultimate sign of a society's failure is the mass grave, where victims of violence lie stripped of their identities and separated from their loved ones. Many of the humanitarians who respond to that failure are forensic scientists. By analyzing features of the graves and the remains within them, working closely with families of victims, these scientists can reveal important truths about who went missing, what happened to them, and sometimes who is responsible. In the best cases, they may be able to return the dead body to loved ones. Yet this scientific work takes place in a political context. Forensic scientists must navigate the competing priorities of courts, mourners and activists, governments, and international institutions. Exhuming and identifying the dead can provoke, rather than assuage, tensions. And international forensic teams have sometimes disagreed on scientific ethics, political strategies, and the trade-offs involved in the work. Families of the disappeared, for their part, demand truth and justice. They also learn political activism from each other and found dynamic new communities of care. The result is a shared and sometimes highly public grief, which perpetrators had hoped they would suffer in private. Forensic science is one tool, among many, of answering the powerful call we feel to care for our dead and for each other. Hope inscribed over the sign of failure.
That was Adam Rosenblatt of Haverford College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and You, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.